We start our practice here is why is our yoga practice so important and our meditation practice? And for that matter, yoga is not different from meditation. Meditation is yoga. The physical aspect of yoga is a small portion of the world of yoga, and meditation itself is 9/10, if not more, of what yoga is about. Yoga itself means union, merging of two into one, and that doesn't happen in the physical sphere. It happens in the psychic, psycho-spiritual sphere. And all the steps of Ashtanga Yoga, the eight limbs of yoga, they're all meditative-oriented. Only one is asana, a physical posture. So in our yoga practice, our meditation practice, why do we need to do that all the time? Or at least regularly. Because in our living cycle, our life cycle, we become out of sorts, disjointed, different things happen to everybody. And meditation's a time to find your true inner rhythm. It's a way of recalibrating, restructuring, realigning ourselves. Just like a teapot becomes dull, it needs a good shining every so often. Same thing with the mind. And the more one practices meditation, the more one can tell when you feel off and when you need to meditate. Already there should be times through the day, evening or morning or something, nighttime, that you sit for regular meditation. It's kind of like when we plant our flag and reassert ourselves. And the more we do that, the more in tune we become. Really in tune with our breath, with our thoughts, it's one of the most fundamental aspects of regularity for human life, yet one of the first to be overlooked. In regularity, consistency, it breeds wellness for human beings. To eat at the same time, to sleep at the same time, to meditate at the same time, regular exercise, all these types of things. So we need to find that space for regular meditation. And the beauty is that the mind is very responsive to it. Initially, the mind doesn't like to meditate. It happens to everybody. Oh, gosh, it's such a chore. But as the mind becomes more subtle and it experiences something more subtle than where it was, it likes it. But that liking point comes with reminding, with consistent practice. Otherwise, the mind will be aversion. It'll find aversion towards it. because it doesn't want to be trained, doesn't want discipline. But that sense of discipline of mind brings a great freedom. And that sense of discipline comes with regular practice, just perfectness and approach. And that regularity of practice starts to imbibe and touch every cell of your existence, where each and every breath is just a continuum of your meditative practice. So here as we sit and breathe, we're harnessing, stabilizing, associating with something great. And one other aspect of meditative practice that comes into play with regularity is longing, akuti in Sanskrit. And longing is, no one can teach another person longing. They can tell you about it, but everybody has longing. The first aspect of human dharma is vistara, expansion. People always want to expand out. In materialism, that expansion occurs purely in the physical realm, and that does not satisfy a human heart. And that longing that humans want is psychically, sentimentally, psychically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's probably the most important aspect of any meditation practice, is awakening that sense of longing. And that comes with regularity of practice, of yearning to reach a deeper state. On the inhale, draw the breath all the way deep inside the mind. Find that most nuclear space. And on your exhale, let that mind and breath go streaming across the universe. And just give yourself 5, 7, 8, 10, 12, as you like, long, slow breaths, touching the innermost cell of your being in vast expanse. Exhale across the cosmos. It gives a sense of freedom, of belonging. And each time you yearn to go deeper in and yearn to expand deeper out on your exhale, liberating us from the small-minded ways of life and all the cumbers and contraptions and sticking points that come from being self-absorbed. This is where opening up all the boundaries and windows, being free. Just give yourself some time to practice. One more long, slow respiration. And just bask in that sense of buoyancy, of levity, of lightness. This type of reminder is needed in life, and it needs to be reminded of regularly, consistently. This is how to honor yourself as a psychic being, and you are a psychic being. Everybody's psychic in this world. And the mind responds well to it, well to a meditative practice that kind of makes you rise above all the entanglements of life. The yogis say that beautiful day when you wake up and there's peace all around is a far lost ideal. It doesn't happen. It needs to be cultivated within. The world is too busy, too many parameters. And when it's cultivated within, then one can always find it. And that's the idea of the yogi. Through regularity of practice, finding a sense of peace amidst all the ongoing busyness. That's beyond our ability to control. That's why regularity of practice is needed. Consistency. Giving the mind a sense of discipline and engagement. And that brings freedom. Brings a sense of linking to something that's soft, sweet, comfortable. The underlying notion behind all we do is thought or mind. And when that underlying approach is coming from a point of integrity and balance of connection, then that shines up all the layers of your physical and mental body and all the layers of your relationships and engagements with those around you. It's all sitting on that subterranean flow of mind. It's a big thing in life to have that down, to be working on that as part of your daily endeavor. One last deep inhalation all the way in. And exhale out. And by practicing consistently, then that breath will go on and on all by itself, all throughout your 24/7. And that's the type of human being we want to create, from the inside out, working from a point of connection and courage and balance. Namaskar.